So it's bedtime story for Ella. Night, Ella.
Night, Ella.
I love you very much. How much do I love you?
That much.
Okay, so it's night time. So as most of you know, listen to the stories. There may be times when I could be more enthusiastic, to put it mildly. But it's bedtime and lights are out. Also, I've never read any of these stories before. And as we have also learnt, some grown-ups write stories for smaller people in black text on a very dark background, normally a blue sky or a purple cloud or something like that. And it's very hard for dads to read at night time with the lights out. Note to authors and illustrators, please. Thanks very much. Okay, so this is called Wake Up Do, Lydia Liu. And it's by the author of The Gruffalo. And it's written by Julia Donaldson and Karen George. And the illustrations so far are absolutely superb. It's published by, again, Macmillan's Children's Books. And Ella, as you're mostly well aware at this stage, gets all of her books from Clodagh as a present, as presents, or sometimes you buy them second hand, and that's fine as well. Yeah, all your books are lovely, aren't they?
Yeah.
And where do you keep your books?
My shelf.
And who made your shelf?
Dad.
Who made your bed?
Dad.
Who made your headboard?
Dad.
What else did I make? Your toy box?
Yeah.
Bed.
Playroom.
And your playroom. Yep. Best dad in the world. Self-professed. Anyhow. Okay, so let's get on with the story. Good night, I love you. Okay. Now, quiet now. Sleep time. One night, a ghost glided into Lydia Liu's bedroom when she was fast asleep. The ghost said, "Ooh, wake up, do, Lydia Liu. Wake from your dream and scream." But Lydia Liu didn't wake up. The ghost tried again. This time he jumped up and out and said, "Boo, woo, wake up, do, Lydia Liu. Wake up from your dream and scream." But Lydia Liu went on sleeping. No, it's not nice to scream. And it's sleeping time for Princess Ella as well, please. Thank you. "I need some help," said the ghost. So he fetched a kitten. "Mew, mew," that's what it says, M-E-W exclamation mark, because I gathered therefore it rhymes with boo and woo rather than meow, which doesn't rhyme with boo or woo. So it's mew, boo, woo, wake up, do, Lydia Liu, wake up from your dream and scream. But Lydia Liu just smiled in her sleep. "I need some more help," said the ghost. So he fetched a cow. "Moo, mew, boo, woo. Wake up, do, Lydia Liu. Wake up from your dream and scream." Lydia Liu turned onto her back and began to snore. Oh, dark background. "I need some more help," said the ghost. So he fetched an owl. "To it, to hoo, moo, mew, boo, hoo. Wake up, do, Lydia Liu. Wake up from your dream and scream." But Lydia Liu just hugged her teddy a bit tighter. "I need some more help," said the ghost. So he fetched a baby. Sorry. Boo. Oh, boo. Okay. Boo-hoo. "To it, to hoo, moo, meow, boo, woo." Wake up, right, this is getting confusing. "Boo, wake up, do, Lydia Liu, wake up from your dream and scream." The teddy looked a tiny bit scared, but Lydia Liu just kept on sleeping. "I need some more help," said the ghost. So he fetched a cockerel. "Cock-a-doodle-doo." I'm trying to calm myself down now. Little one. cock-a-doodle-doo, boo-hoo, twit-too-hoo, meow, boo-hoo. Dog, sorry, it's boo. Woo. Wake up, do Lydia Lou. Wake up from your dream and scream. Lydia Lou slept on a feather floated. Sorry, Lydia Lou slept on, comma, and a feather floated out of her pillow. The feather tickled the ghost's nose and the kitten's nose. It tickled the cow's nose and the baby's nose too. And it tickled the beaks of the birds. Altogether, they let out an enormous sneeze. This is where I don't get overexcited. Ah, 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 chew. That takes up an entire page, as a by the way, folks. And at last, Lydia Lou woke up from her dream. And she laughed. Exclamation mark. Oh, and that's the end of the story. Right.